AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Sheriff's deputies in Houston are hunting for a suspect in the killing of a deputy who had just stopped to pump gas into his car last night.
It's not an incident where, you know, an individual was provoked by a confrontation with an officer. This is just, you know, a cold-blooded execution. So how do you protect against that? I mean, it causes you to doubt humanity at large.
Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says as far as he can tell, the motive was absolute madness. And at a news conference this afternoon, District Attorney Devin Anderson called for an end to attacks on law enforcement officers.
There are a few bad apples in every profession. That does not mean that there should be open warfare declared on law enforcement.
Surveillance video from the gas station shows there were other people there at the time of the shooting. Deputies are asking for their help in finding the suspect. The gunman is believed to have been driving a red pickup truck. A house near the gas station has been searched, but so far, no one is under arrest. There will be tighter security on trains in Europe following the attack earlier this month that was broken up by three Americans. But our Angela Charlton in Paris says putting more restrictions on passengers will not be easy.
It will be a hugely difficult task. Train travel in Europe is really the main form of transportation across the continent. Millions and millions of people just in France alone take trains every single day.
European officials plan to increase identity checks and baggage controls in several European countries. On the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans paid tribute to the hundreds who lost their lives in the storm. Mayor Mitch Landrieu says those who died were never identified will remain in the hearts of the people who survived.
Although the American citizens that lie on this sacred ground are unnamed, they are not unclaimed because we claim them.
There is also a celebration today of the renewal that has taken place throughout the Gulf region. This is AP Radio News. Erica has weakened and is no longer a tropical storm, but it could still bring a lot of rain to Florida.
Basically, the whole southern part of the peninsula and the Florida Keys is no real localized place that's going to get the worst of it.
That's Hurricane Center forecaster Jack Bevin. A security guard who was shot at a Metro Rail station in Miami this week has died. Keith Cox had been hospitalized in critical condition, but authorities in Florida said today he had been removed from life support. An air show in New York's Hudson Valley opened with a moment of silence today and tributes to a stunt pilot who died during practice a day earlier. Kathy Bassett is a spokeswoman for the show.
Tragically, Andrew Wright, who was a civilian aerobatic pilot out of Austin, Texas, yesterday, sadly have a crash, and so our hearts and prayers go out to his family.
Thousands of people today turned out for that air show that's held north of New York City. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.